Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your hostess for today, Tarina. Welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers? The events are as follows. Today is Taylor Tuesday. Share Christ with someone. Tell them how good God is. Remember, we are his hands and feet, and we want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Also, tonight is TNT Bible study from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Say the word. With Pastor LaBelle Jones, you will be blessed. There's no online prayer request this morning. The order of the call is Switcher, Tanya Porter, Declaration, Debbie Vaughn, prayer number one is Diane, prayer number two is Amani, prayer number three is Beverly, and closing this morning is Elder Paulette. I repeat that again, Switcher, Tanya Porter, Declaration, Debbie Vaughn, prayer number one, Diane, prayer number two is Amani, prayer number three is Beverly, and closing this morning is Elder Paulette. Please do not forget to mute your line by pressing the mute button or pressing star six. I now pass the call over to Tanya Porter.
Good morning, everyone. Today's word is being brought to you by the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 11, and it reads, "And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, but they love not their lives even until death." May God add a blessing to his already blessed word as I pass the call.
Amen. Can you guys hear me okay? Hello?
Yes, we can hear me. You.
Good.
Yes,
thank you. I want to say thank you to Susie and Tarina and Tanya and to all the prayer warriors, Diane, Amani, Beverly, and Elder Paulette. Thank you so much. My declaration is named the four T's, tribulations, temptations, and trials. 1 Peter 4:13-14. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trials you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Trials means to put an action or process of trying or putting to the proof. Also, the test of quality, value, or usefulness of something. Test means to examination, observe, or to evaluate, and requirement as proof of conformity in a set of beliefs. Deuteronomy 8:2, NIV. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. The reason why God tests us and we go through trials is he is seeing the quality and sincerity of our faith and devotion for what's truly in our hearts. In 1 Peter 1:7, God uses trials, testings, to refine us by fire so that we will be proved genuine. Then in 1 Peter 5:10, God says, after we have suffered a little while, he himself will restore us and make us strong. When I was in school, I did not mind going to class every day, but I didn't like the testings at the end of the semester, which combined all into a big test needed for passing to the next grade level. Well, when we are under testing or trials from God, he is doing the same process, just like when we were in school. We learn his ways and teachings to change our life. Then we are tested to see if we really are dedicated to him and his word. Then on each level, we are refined, approved, and tested. During school, when we passed from one grade to another, our prize was a promotion to the next higher grade. So when we pass God's test trials, our promotion are rewards and gifts beyond what we can even imagine. So therefore, God is giving us an incentive in our testing to keep going. Don't quit, for your reward is great. James 1:2 says, we are to count it all joy when we go through various trials and testings, because this is testing our faith that develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that we will mature, complete, not lacking anything. Perseverance means continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failures, or opposition. James is telling us not to fight the process, but to just go through for all to work out God's perfect will. We all have said at one time or another, man, these four T's are painful. I would not wish no one to go through the pain I am feeling. Have you ever said this to yourself? Well, in 1 Peter 4:1 Amplified Version, Peter said something that struck me. It reads, so since Christ suffered in the flesh for us, for you, arm yourself with the same thought and purpose. Patiently to suffer rather than fail to please God. For whoever has suffered in the flesh, having the mind of Christ, is done with intentional sin, has stopped pleasing himself and the world, and pleases God. This scripture freed me up by knowing that deep down pain I felt was going through the four T's is a witness that I'm truly done with that sin, and I am pleasing God. It also showed me that by intentionally putting on the mind of Christ, suffering, and going through the four T's, I am pleasing God and not myself or even this world. Let's now talk about temptation. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. The meaning of temptation is a strong urge or desire to have or do something that is usually bad, wrong, or unwise. It also means enticement. Now, I want to make it clear that in James 1:13, God does not tempt us. Satan is the one to tempt us. But I believe Satan has boundaries that God sets as to how far he can tempt us. You might be asking yourself, why does God allow Satan to tempt us? Well, it's all for our growth and to work out our weaknesses within us. I'm going to say that one more time. It's for our growth and to work out our weaknesses within us. In James, he speaks on each one of us are tempted by our own evil desires, lust, and passions. The enemy Satan studies each and every one of us, and he knows our weaknesses and evil desires that, if we let it, can draw us away from God's will. There are many ways the enemy will tempt us, deceive us. But I will list a few. He will manipulate these circumstances in an attempt to make us give up on God's will in our lives. He will try to crush us under the weight of pain, hardship, and misunderstandings. He will urge us to our natural man to fulfill the desires of the flesh. He tries to make us complacent. Oh my goodness. He will try to have someone misrepresent God's word of false ideals, twisting the truth. We as Christians have to always be watchful and active against the enemy and his schemes. We need to understand that these temptations might come as a simple thought, but in the stage of thought, we need to, at this point, cast it down, because if we do not, it will give birth to sin. Then when it's full grown in action, it will give birth to death. You see, we as Christians need to know where our thoughts will take us. Otherwise, we can end up living death, not life. Also, when we are in one of the four T's, we need to ask ourselves these questions. What does this problem reveal or say about me? What is this circumstance teaching me? Where is this situation leading me? Could this situation be protecting me? And how can I grow from this situation? Testing, trials, tribulations, and temptations are all a part of our Christian life. They come to help us move to new levels, to refine us, and to really see what's in our hearts. We all know when under pressure, what's on the inside will come out into the open. It's like when we squeeze an orange, juice comes out. When we each gave our hearts to the Lord, the four T's is part of our Christian walk in life, testing, tribulation, trials, and temptations. So we should not, on a continual basis, be downcast and complain about what we're going through all the time. For in our Christian walk, we will always be faced with the four T's. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." We just need to know that our Lord Jesus has overcome all, and we have the victory through Christ. If we keep our focus on Him and stand in truth, believing God at His word. Also, when we are tempted, a good question to ask oneself is, what lie am I believing? Then replace the lie with God's truth. Likewise, we need to understand the difference between temptation and sin. We as believers have to understand not to condemn ourselves thinking we sinned just because we thought or a desire. It's when we act on that thought or desire, then it becomes sin. Let me explain more. It's not a sin to look at a woman and find her attractive, or to look at a man and find him handsome. But if we look and ponder thoughts of, I would like to hold her, to kiss her, to have her, or a woman says, I love his body, then imagine him caressing and holding you. This is when your thoughts have crossed over into sin.
So let's not be ignorant in the sayings of our heart, because the Lord knows and weighs the intent of our heart. In Philippians 4:8, to keep ourselves out of trouble, we are to think on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. We are to practice this new way of thinking to bring about life in us. There's a saying that goes like this. We cannot stop a bird from flying over our head, but we can stop them from building a nest in our hair. We can't always stop a thought, but we can replace and stop from acting them out in our lives. God is so good because He has covered all aspects of our Christian living on this earth. He has given us tools, warnings, procedures, and the Holy Spirit to live His life. He has also given us reasons as to why we go through various trials, testings, tribulations, and temptations. So why would we not serve wholly our God? For He only wants the best for us all. I challenge you, the next time of your testing, tribulation, trials, temptations, to look at them in the proper perspective as to what the Lord says, how we should go through our 4 T's. And again, ask yourself, what lie am I believing? And change it to believe what God says. Thank you, and God bless as I pass the call.
God, I just thank you today for just being God. I thank you for Susie, for greeting, and Trina for hosting, and Tanya for that scripture in Revelation. And I thank you for Deborah Yvonne for reiterating our trials, our testing, our temptation and tribulation. For God, you said that our trials come to make us strong. So God, I just thank you in the midst of our suffering, God, that we be reminded that we are being tested for our benefit. And we are suffering and going through our trials and tribulation to be more like you. So God, today we embrace whatever comes our way. For God, you are so much bigger than any testing, trials, tribulation, or temptation that we go through. And Father God, when we're being tempted, let us be reminded of you, of the cross. Help us to look at the cross, oh God. For you gave your Son that we may have life and have life more abundantly. So let it be a reminder to us to walk in that which we know, that which you have given us. He who has suffered on the cross for us, who have showed us the way, who has been an example of the way we should live and direct our lives, conduct our lives. So God, we bless your name today. We give you reverence, for you so richly deserve. For you are a holy God, and you call us to be a holy people. So God, help us today in our way. Help us, oh God, in this Christian walk. God, let us look to your Son as each day go by, that we live each day as though it's our last. God, to keep on serving and giving and loving you and loving your people, God. So, God, I give you praise today, and I honor you. I thank you for keeping us through the night and bringing us to the dawning of a new day. I thank you today for our health and strength. I thank you, dear God, for just being God, for
for hovering over your people, for sitting high, looking low on us, oh God. I just give you praise today. And God, I come interceding on behalf of your people today. I thank you for the privilege to come before you once again. So God, each day it's a privilege just being able to have the breath of life to breathe and not be able to complain today. So God, I embrace whatever comes my way because I know that you are so much bigger, so much bigger than life itself. So God, I give you praise and I come interceding for Dion Hughes today. For God, you are a surgeon in the operating room. You have never lost a case. So God, I'm lifting Dion up to you, God. God, just touch her body as she goes into surgery. God, I pray you're covering your divine healing and protection over her. I pray that the surgeon have a steady hand, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over her life as she goes in surgery on Monday. God, as they cut on her breast, Father God, you said that which we pray for, we must believe. You said to believe it, and we've already received what we asked for. So, God, today I'm trusting you to bring healing into her body, that whatever cells there that shouldn't be there, oh God, that you remove them in the name of Jesus. For you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. And, God, I just thank you and praise you in advance. Hallelujah. God, for what you're doing in her body right now. God, in the name of Jesus, I just give you praise, for you are a healer. And Father God, we ask that you heal Sister Julia's body, God, for whatever is going on in her body. God, I just pray over her that she eats right. God, that she gets as much exercise as she can, oh God. That healing that she may have, oh God. But Father God, if we believe, we've already received it. And God, you have said this in your word. So God, we take your word and we apply it to our life this day in Jesus' name. Father God, and I just give you praise for all those who will come after me, Imani, Beverly, and Paulette. And Father God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you cover them. Cover their families from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, and that you bless them indeed. And Father God, I pray that you bless each and every one on this call. I pray for continued healing for our elderly parents and all of those who are in assisted living or nursing homes. God, that you just cover them, oh God. I pray over their caregivers. God, that they take care of them in the best way they know how. Father God, in the circumstances that they're in, the occupation that you've given them, God, let them do their best. You said to work as though they are working unto you. So, God, I pray your covering over them and your divine protection over our parents and relatives, oh God, that's in the nursing home or assisted living, and all of those who are fighting afflictions in their body, life-threatening affliction. God, I just pray your covering over them, and it is done in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Father God, as I come before you, basking once again in your glory and thanking you for your mercy and your grace. Father God, I just thank you for waking me up each and every morning, sane mind, able body. For that, I have to say thank you, Father. Father God, I just ask you to bless each and every family member that has made the dedication of waking up this morning and being able to hear your sound and being amongst your presence, Heavenly Father. Thank you, merciful God.
Thank you for shedding the blood for each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I ask you to lift up each and every marriage, Father. The marriage that you have bound together and put together, let no man come in between. Let you stay the center of the marriage in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Bless each and every marriage that you have put together, Father. Bless it as you see fit, Father. Trying times will come, but we will always get through them because of your grace and you guiding us. Thank you, merciful God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, look after our children, our young ones, and our older children, Heavenly Father. Our foster children and our extended children. In the name of Jesus, Father. Bless them, Father. In the name of Jesus, merciful God. Oh, the God we serve is so merciful, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father God, I ask you to continue to lift up our neighbors. In the name of Jesus, bless our neighbors. Continue to bless our co-workers. Bless it, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, merciful God. Father God, I ask you to bless the unsaved folks. Bless our haters, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I have it heavy on my heart for the young people. I just ask you to continue to look over them. Hope, Father. Let them see hope in you or hope in someone that they see the light that they want to continue to push through. In the name of Jesus, to trust in you. In the name of Jesus, merciful God. Thank you, Father Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you to bless those who are considering us, put it in their mindset of suicide. Remove it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, merciful God. I ask you to restore one's mind, Father. Restoration, restore, restore, restore. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I ask you to continue to lift up little Maddie. In the name of Jesus. Put your shield of protection around her. And tomorrow, tuck them under your wings. In the name of Jesus. Bless our children. In the name of Jesus. Continue to look after Jonathan, Father. You know the need. You know the need. We've been praying for Jonathan for quite some time. In the name of Jesus, release them from those substance. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Serenity and Zaniah and baby Z, Father, tuck them under your wings. Put your shield of protection over them, like I know that you will. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless Dion and her family, Father. Lift her up like never before. In the name of Jesus. Secretary Kwame and Solomon, in the name of Jesus, Eve and Tracy and Lucy and Marvin, in the name of Jesus, for all those who came before me and prayed, bless them, Father. Bless them in the name of Jesus. You know each and every need for those who are coming after me. Bless them, Father. Let our light continue to shine that we can bring others to Christ. In the name of Jesus, merciful God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for the blood that you shed for us, Father. If we never ask for another thing, Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence and loving us through all of our downfalls, Father. Thank you for the good and the bad times. Thank you, merciful God. Praise you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, merciful God. Bless those who are on the road, Father. Bless their coming and going. Ask them for traveling grace. In the name of Jesus, thank you, merciful God. You are merciful, God. Praise him anyhow, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, merciful God. As I pass the call, thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessing, the Declare Victory family. And thank you for those who came before me, greeting and hosting, offering the scripture, declaring victory, praying, and for my sister who will close us out in prayer. Today I pray for the leaders of this nation. I ask that you would give our president wisdom beyond his own understanding and the courage to choose the right path, no matter how narrow the gate. I pray for our lawmakers in Congress, our state senators, assembly members, and representatives of our cities, the mayors, council members, city managers, and peace officers, that you would give them the grace and the strength to stand against the temptation to use power as a weapon, but rather to carry it respectfully as one would a child. Make them aware that they are more than representatives of God than of the people. Let them not pass bills that make rules to please the majority, watering down God's law. I pray for the spiritual leaders of this country, that they would hear your voice and know your heart. I pray that they would lead from their knees. And by that simple grace, bring each one of us to our knees before your throne. Have mercy on our nation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give them the conviction that they must obey God more than men and that they must please God more than people, because it is God who is their authority. Remind them of the scripture. There is no government anywhere that God has not placed in power. Lord, we pray for the favor of the Lord, the authority of the Lord, and the harvest of the Lord to belong to our pastors, church leaders, and churches. Teach us to do our part in helping, serving, giving, teaching, or any other area that there is a need. Teach us also how to pray against all powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of darkness in heavenly realms. Lord, protect us as we wage war in all levels of worship, prayer, and service on behalf of your servants who lead us. We bind the evil forces of rebellion, seduction, and presumption from attacking our pastors in the name of Jesus. Use our clergy and leaders to renew our churches. Use them in an effective way to promote evangelism and holiness. Grant favor and fruitfulness. Give them the very land upon which they walk. Again, grant them the favor, authority, and harvest you have promised. Grant our pastors and leaders deep conviction and high morale, moral standards. Do not allow them to tolerate compromise or liberalism. Guard them from an ambitious spirit. Increase their genuine desire for souls, Lord. Give them, Father God, our leaders. Increase them in a mighty way with their ability to trust in you, God. Let their faith increase. I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all that you are about to do. Bring an apostolic result with signs and wonders following, Father God. Let your presence produce great conviction. Bring the sinner to repentance. Bring the saint to holiness. Never let us be intimidated by the status quo. Lord, grant our pastors and leaders fruitfulness in ministry. May conversion stick. May many become disciples and bear their burdens well before you. God, grant our pastors, leaders, and the ability to stand firm for you. We thank you right now. Thank you for the men and women that protect this nation. Father, as they protect us, protect them as well. Lord, you know where they will be today, and I pray that you will be there with them to guide them through whatever challenges and trials that they face this day. I thank you for these men and women of God. We thank you, God. Thank you for their bravery. They put their lives on the line for us every day, for this nation. They're living out what it means to serve by protecting us. They are putting us before themselves. And I'm so thankful for all of them. They're a blessing to this nation, and I pray that you will watch over them and bless them tenfold. Thank you for them, Father God, our troops. Without men and women of courage, we would not be the country we are today. I hold them in high esteem, and I am grateful for each and every single one of them. Lord, be with them. We thank you, God. Be with their families. Touch us, Father God, in a mighty way so that we may be able to be true followers of you. We cast down anything that is evil, never to rise up again in the name of Jesus. Father God, we praise you for your goodness to this nation, giving us blessings far beyond what we deserve. Yet we know all is not right. We deeply need a moral and spiritual renewal to help us meet the many problems we face. Convict us of sin. Help us to turn to you in repentance and faith. Set our feet on the path of righteousness, Father God. We just thank you for allowing us to be able to be here and breathe today. We pray today for every single one, Father God. Touch, declare victory, their families. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Those who are not with us all the time, Father God, remind them whose they are. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch the leaders of this group, Father God, of this movement. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God, so they may be able to have the strength to continue to move on, Father God, to bring more people into the fold. Every single one of us are here on assignment, and we thank you, God. We thank you for allowing us and choosing us, Father God, to be your voice. We thank you and praise your name, Father God. All these things we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, as I pass the call.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just bless your name this morning, and we just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for calling us for such a time as this, Lord God. We just honor you, Lord God, this morning. We humble ourselves before the mighty presence of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that you've made. We rejoice in it. We're glad about it, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We live and move, and we have our being in you, O Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is nothing too hard for you to do. There is nothing too impossible for you to do. There is nothing you cannot do, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father God, that as we come before you this morning, Lord God, as your intercessors, Lord, your called out ones, Father God. Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. For it's the blood, Lord God, that washes us and cleanses us and forgives us. Thank you, Father, that the blood speaks. The blood speaks. The blood speaks. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We honor you this morning and give your name the highest praise, O God. The Lord is most high. The Lord reigns. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we serve a God who's ever moving, who's ever present, who's ever doing works, who's ever moving behind the scenes, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the power of your word, Father God, that it will never return unto you void, Father. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you reign and you supreme, O God. You are the God of gods. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you go before us. You establish our ways. You order our steps. You declare great things over our lives, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that you reign. You are supreme, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We come before you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just ask for the fresh anointing, O God, this morning. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing of fresh oil, Lord God, the freshness of your spirit, O God, that, Lord God, as we move throughout the day, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for a freshness, a mighty move of your spirit, oh God, that you would blow your fresh oil upon us, oh God. Breathe, Lord God, your life within us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you will renew our minds, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us the strength to endure, the strength to go on, the strength to carry on, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that our eyes will see the desires of the enemy, Lord God, of the desires of our enemies, Lord God, and we will hear of the things that you are doing, oh God. Father God, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we are the righteousness of you in Christ Jesus, oh God. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are being strong in you and in the power of your might, oh God, that we are the planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we shall flourish in the courts of our God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you today, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can release our names in the atmosphere, and you have people and intercessors, Lord God, and angels praying on our behalf and warring and fighting on our behalf, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that our minds are being renewed today, oh God, that we are not thinking the same anymore, oh God. We think according to your will and according to your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us a transformation in our minds and in our hearts and in our spirits, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are in sync with you, oh God. We are in sync, Lord God, and in this season, we are in sync with your word. We are in sync with the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that we activate good times, oh God, blessed times, oh God, great moments, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we don't have to struggle anymore, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that the struggle is over. The struggle is over, oh God. Father God, we bless your name, oh God. Since our times are in your hands, Lord God, we declare and we decree, oh God, that the seasons that we are in, the years to come, we shall be filled with great things, oh God. Supernatural occurrences, oh God. Great opportunities that are coming our way, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us great joy. Father God, that you will wipe every tear away, oh God. Hallelujah. That you will remove every yoke, every burden, Lord God. Every disappointment, Father God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would take our sorrows, oh God, and then that we will have a heart of joy and thanksgiving to you, oh God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're not in cycles, Lord God, of poverty anymore, or hardship, Lord God, or lack or struggle, Lord God. Father God, or disease, Lord God, or being sick, oh God. But Lord God, these seasons that we're in will be great joys, a season of rejoicing, seasons of hope, oh God, seasons of anticipation, Lord God, seasons, Lord, of expectations, Lord God, seasons of great deliverance, oh God, seasons, Lord God, our prayers are being answered suddenly and immediately, oh God. Father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are anchored in you today, oh God. We are anchored in the Lord, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We are anchored in you, oh God. Our roots grow strong in you, oh God. Our foundation is strong in you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We just declare and decree this morning, Lord God, that our struggle is over, oh God. We just declare and decree, Lord God, sudden supernatural promises that come to pass, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Supernatural increases in our lives, oh God, in our finances, in our businesses, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that the waiting is that we don't have to wait any longer, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that the delay is not anymore, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're living in seasons of suddenly right now, oh God. Seasons of suddenly, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that our eyes don't see the way that they used to, Lord God. But thank you, Father God, that our eyes are being opened by the things of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. And Lord, we
thank you that you have anointed us for this time. You have anointed us for this season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new, and those new things are in you, O God. Father God, in this name, the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that with this anointing, Lord God, we enter new seasons, Lord God. We declare new seasons in our lives, O God, strength, new seasons of peace, new seasons of wholeness, new seasons of focus, Lord God, that our minds and our eyes are focused on the things of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Prosperity belongs to us, O God. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we just declare that we are the head and not the tail. We lack nothing, Lord God. We thank you for the fresh oil, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Cause us to hear your loving kindness in the morning, Lord God, and we trust you with our lives. We trust you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cause us to know, Lord God, which way to go, Father God, that you will establish our pathway, Lord God, that our steps are ordered of you today, O God. Teach us to do your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for you are our God, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Lead us in the land of uprightness, Lord God. Synchronize our lives, Lord God, into your perfect will, Lord God. Father God, that you will perfect that which concerns us, Lord God. Father God, we just declare in the name of Jesus that you will superimpose your will over the will of the enemy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, empower us to serve you in holiness and righteousness this day, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant us divine kingdom power, Lord God, that we will move and flow and work in the things of God. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord God, from the hand of the enemy and from those who would try to harm us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, rescue us, Lord God, and hide us in your pavilion today, O God. Thank you, Father God, that you're stirring up our hearts this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, as we touch and agree this morning, we take our phones off mute today, O God. Father God, we press this morning, Lord God, we press harder than ever before, O God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name, O God, that all obstacles are removed out of our way, O God. All destructive powers, Lord God, are bound in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that our children will go free, oh God. Father God, break the power of darkness that's working in the sons of disobedience, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need a mighty move of you, oh God, in our children's lives, oh God, in our family's lives, oh God, Father, in our churches, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would break the power of the darkness, Lord God, that's working in the sons of disobedience, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the enemy right now. We tear down strongholds. We tear down powers of darkness in the name of Jesus that's working in our children, oh God. That's working in our sons and our daughters, oh God. That's working in our husbands and our wives, oh God. Father God, we tear down principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. We, Father, we pray, oh God, that you will soften up the hearts of our children, oh God. And they will walk in the things of God. They will walk in the newness of God. That they, Lord God, will sense the presence of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the power and the strongholds of the enemy, oh God. Father God, we tear down a division, oh God. We tear down disrespect, oh God. We tear it down right now in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would cause our children, oh God, to come back to the borders, oh God. Come back to the things of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. Father God, grant them a U-turn. Grant our children a U-turn. Grant our children a U-turn. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Grant our kids a U-turn, oh God. That they will come back to you, oh God. That they will come back to the things of God. To the glory of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And
Thank you for breaking the chains, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
It's your will, oh God. It's your will. It's your will. It's your will.
Jesus.
Wonderful Amen. Savior. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you for
God,
your presence,
you.
Lord.
We thank you for this
Hallelujah.
Prayer today. We thank you for your
yes.
presence. We thank you for your spirit because you
yes,
are the
God.
True and living God. There is none
yes.
like you. Buddha can't
yes,
do
God.
For us what you're able to do. Confucius can't do it. Muhammad can't do it. You are the one true living God with all power in your hands. And we thank you, Father, for the manifestation of your presence this morning. We thank you for every prayer request that has gone up, every word spoken, even those that were not able to speak their prayer request out because of where they are or whatever the case may be. We just thank you for honoring every request. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. Thank God. Amen. And we are passing the call back to the host.
Amen.
Hello, and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Sharina. I'm your hostess. I hope you have been blessed by the call. Were there any first-time visitors that did not get to say hello? Is there anyone that joined the call late and did not get to say hello or good morning?
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice. Good morning, family.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Dee Dee. Good
morning, Dee. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning,
Horatio.
Good morning, Horatio.
Good morning, Horatio. Who's the other one?
Monique. Good morning, family.
Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, Sister Gloria.
Good morning,
good morning,
Sister Gloria.
Sister Gloria.
Good morning, it's Gwen.
Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, baby. Good morning, Gwen.
Anyone else? Okay, well, we hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is Love, Life, and Victory portion. Thank you, and have a blessed day. Right on time word for me, Deborah. I'm in my testing.
Now I pass the call over to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Diane, Imani, Beverly, Paulette. And I want to say to the one that had her breakthrough, thank the Lord, because I think we all had a breakthrough. So at this time, if there's anything that anybody wants to share, they can start. Anything about the declaration or... If not, I can just start talking. Deborah, the Lord gave me... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So I enjoyed you this morning. I really enjoyed you. I was in Starbucks fixing me some tea, and I was just being so blessed by the word that you were sharing from your heart. So thank you just sort of for the reminder, you know, why we go through, why we have tests and trials, and, you know, the proper way to go through them and the blessing that's on the other side of them is just such an encouragement and a reminder this morning. So your delivery was awesome. I really, really enjoyed you. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Cindy. Anybody else? Well, I'd just like to say that I think it was about a month and a half ago, the Lord gave me this declaration. And I said, really, Lord? And so he started talking to me about it. And he said, yeah, I want you to break it down. I want you to explain it. Because even though we know, we need a reminder. And we need to really have a teaching where we can really put each thing in its own little compartments, so that we can know when we go through testing, trials, tribulations, temptations, that we know exactly, without a shadow of a doubt, what we're going through, and then why. And sometimes we don't know always why, because it could be something pertaining to our future. But the Lord enlightened me on this subject so much, and that he wanted me to pass it on to you guys. But I tell you, when the Lord gave me this declaration, it seemed like all hell broke loose everywhere. And all I can do was trust God and keep my focus on him, and keep one foot in front of the other. Because I said, Lord, my goodness, what is going on? And, you know, the first day when I had a lot of things that came at me, I was like, okay, Lord, we made it through the first day. That's it. I know that's going to be it. But it didn't stop there. It was on a continual basis where I said, Lord, I never went through so much like this. And it wasn't my issue. It was other things that was coming at me from family members and other things. And I was like, oh, my goodness, Lord. And, I mean, I was really amazed even up to last night. And then yesterday morning, I went down to the beach, you guys, at 8 o'clock in the morning. I went to the beach, and there was only but maybe five people at the beach, and some of them were way in the water doing their fishing or whatever. I went to the beach so that I can just talk to the Lord. And when I went down there, I just literally just started crying. Just started crying and praying my heart out to the Lord. And then the Lord told me, he said, look at the water, because you could just see the water just miles and miles away where I live here in Seattle. And when I went to the beach on Saturday, there was a lot of white caps. But when I went to the beach yesterday morning, it was really smooth. And the Lord said, you see, things are going to be smoothing out, Deborah. You just keep on going. He said, you may hit a rough patch, but he said, you are learning. And the tools you learn now is going to help you in your future. But each trial and tribulation that you go through, you're getting more and more of my glory. You're getting my strength, and you're seeing me more. And you are really learning who you are in me and learning to trust me and to believe in me. And he said, it's my glory and my pleasure to bless you. And I am taking you to the place that I will have you to be. And I just started crying. I said, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I said, Lord, I'm so glad because you said you'll never leave me or forsake me. And I'm so happy because I can't go through this by myself. But I'm so happy, Lord. I said, Lord, just help me. Just help me. And just because I've been really desiring, even more so, you guys, to really learn about the Lord. And so it's hard when we say, well, we count it all joy. But it really is. It really is. It's really His joy because we're taking on more of Him. And that's where that pain is coming in. Because when I was going through the things that I was going through, when the Lord first impressed on me to do this declaration, it was a lot of pain inside. But that pain is working out the weaknesses that's in me to make me stronger in the Lord, and that His will is being done in my life. So, okay, I said enough. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say at this time? Hello?
Good morning. This is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Hello. Wonderful declaration. My husband and I were listening together, and you asked a question. You said, you were talking about temptation, and you said, what lie do you believe? You know, and it is a lie. When you're out there doing whatever you're doing, it's a lie that we believe to allow us to keep doing it, you know. And I always bring this up because your declaration reminded me of 2015. When you're right in the midst of all these things, to me, that is the best time to go into worship and praise, and that's the best time to fall on your knees and pray, because a lot of times when we're going through stuff, we don't want to pray. We, you know, we don't know what's happening, what's going on. We get discouraged and we're angry and we talk about it to everybody we talk to. I used to do that a long time ago. Like everybody that I talked to was going to hear what I was going through, but I learned to go to God, and I'm so grateful to have a relationship with Him, and I've learned it's all about relationship. You know, and so when you go to Him and you tell Him, what you're going through, and He, of course, knows how much you can handle, and you just go and pour your heart out, help me. I learned through a PFBC, two words, help me. You know, when you just call on the Lord and just say, help me, He wants to hear from us, you know, and then things begin to change and the anxiety begin to slow down, and you know, He gives you strength, you know, but there is a lie when we're out there doing things. And I remember when I was out there doing the food, there was a lie, you know, that kept me right on in there, you know. And now because I'm wiser and I'm stronger and I know when things come up, I say, you know, that's not good. No, well, I'm not doing that, you know, and I don't keep, you know, sin doesn't keep me anymore like it used to, because I know better and because I have that relationship with the Lord. So I know through all the things that I went through, you know, and now today, looking back on 2015, you know, I knew that it was God that kept me. I know that it's because of the relationship that I had. I'm here today in my right mind. You know, and it's funny, today today was the day that we attended a family reunion, and I went on Facebook this morning, and the first picture I see was my brother that I lost 8 months ago now. And it reminded me, as you were talking, your declaration, it reminded me of that was one of the hardest times that I had to go through in 2015, losing my last brother. But I'm alive today, and I'm well, because I thought I would die right there with him, really. I thought I would really, literally die, y'all, right there with him. I really didn't even care to live no more, because I was holding him, wanting him to live, and keeping him and monitoring him and calling him and making sure that he didn't, you know, nothing was going on with him. But I made it. And so I hold our memories in my heart. But I'm glad that, you know, that Declare Victory family was right there with me. I mean, y'all was right there with me at the crime scene. I called you guys from the crime scene. That's how deep it was, as they were putting his stuff in the bags. And when they picked up his jacket, I lost it. So I love my Declare Victory family. Thank you, sister, so much for the declaration. I love everybody.
Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, Deborah. Thank you so much for that necessary word. This is Dee Dee, and I have my little god baby, so she's a little noisy. That's why I've been on mute a lot lately. But thank you for that. But you know something? The joy of the Lord is my strength. So I get what you're saying, and there's times when so much is going on in our lives, and I don't know about you all. It's never hard for me to pray, but I do get in that place where it's like, Lord, if one more thing happened, but I've learned to stop even saying that because of who he is in my life. I know that he's never going to put more on me than I can bear, and we're going to go through trials and tribulations. That is what strengthens us. But I think for a lot of us, we get so used to the stress of life that we stay in that place and we don't praise him while we're going through the stress, but we'll praise him when we come out. So I think if we learn to praise him in advance, start putting on your praise music, even on this call, as powerful as it is, you can still hear a lot of pity. You can still hear a lot of doubt. You can still hear a lot of, oh, Lord, help me. But I'm telling y'all, every day that you wake up, that's a praise. I guarantee you. When you open your eyes in the morning, at least for me, I'm so excited because the Lord let me see another day. I don't have time to worry about what I'm facing because he got me. You know what I'm saying? He's going to do it. We just got to trust him in the going through, in the painful stuff. But if we sit there and if we go, woe is me, got to turn that pity into praise. And it's not easy, but it's necessary. Because if you stay in that place of pain, if you stay in that place of grief, if you stay in that place of depression, you will die there. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Some of us are just locked to that painful, whatever that pain is, whatever that worry is, or whatever that anxiety is. I kid you not, I guarantee you every single person on this line is going through something, facing something. Maybe it's a diagnosis, maybe it's a foreclosure, a repossession, a divorce, whatever it is, trust God through it. So, Deborah Yvonne, I thank you because, again, I know I'm speaking for me, but I'm speaking for others. The war that's going on in my life spiritually, if I wasn't stronger, if my faith wasn't where it is, if I didn't trust God to be God, you guys would be coming to see me, those who care and love me, y'all would be coming to see me either in the nut house or in the jailhouse. So I just want to say thank you, sister, and I'm lifting you up, and I hear your heart. And just know you have your sister here in California that prays for you, and I love you. I'm listening for your family because we're not in this alone. You know what I'm saying? So I just thank you for that reminder, and I love you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your prayers. Anybody else? You know, I that one scripture where the Lord says, he says, you know, think it not strange as though you're going through things by yourself. But I noticed that the enemy tries to make us think that we're the only one going through this trial when the Lord is clearly telling us that we're not the only one going through this. So it's like he's telling me, okay, Deborah, you're going through this, but remember, I went through a lot when I was here walking the earth. And remember that you have my strength. And I notice sometimes when you go through your trials and your tribulations and, you know, the four T's, that we have a tendency to kind of forget and say, well, why, Lord, why, Lord? But really, we should be saying, why not? Because everything is working out for God's will to come forth in our life. And I know that's kind of heavy, but it really is the truth. And if we don't, what it is that we don't get what we need in the Lord from this world. This world is not going to tell you, oh, girl, I know what you're going through. You know, da-da-da, da-da, this, da-da-da. We're only going to get it from the testimonies that we each give to each other and from the ministers and the teachers that preach God's word. That's the only way we're going to get the right way to see what we're going through, why we're going through it, and how we're supposed to go through it. That's what he just taught this morning.
because we're not going to get it from the world. The world's not going to tell you, well, you're supposed to walk through this testing like this or this trial. Oh, girl, that's nothing but a temptation. Have you checked out yourself inside? Is there something going on in you that you should see? No, we're not going to get that from the world. So that's why I thank the Lord that he has these timely reminders in every area of our life, because he wants us to prosper and be in health, and he wants us to be in abundance in his will in every area of our life, not just one area, but every area. And a lot of times when things is going good, we're not going to change when things is going good. So trials and tribulations, they have to come so that we can grow. Just like what I said in my declaration when I was in school, when you guys were in school, when you was in college, the same thing. It didn't feel good to take those exams and those tests. I mean, for me, I didn't want to take it. But it's the same process in the Lord, because he's growing us up. Because when we were born, we were all born into sin. We were all born into sin. We were all born into man's mindset, man's ways. So when we said, Lord, save me, forgive me of my sins, write my name in the precious book of life, he said, cool. Now I got to change you. I got to change your thinking, because everything that you learned since the time you was born is enmity against me. Okay, anybody else have anything they want to say? Hello? Hello? Did I lose you guys?
No, we're thinking.
Okay. I have to be careful, because sometimes I'll get a drop call and I'll say, oh my goodness, a drop call. So you guys are thinking. Well, anyway, So, you know, another thing that the Lord, I'll just go ahead and just talk, and then if you guys have anything to say, you just butt in. But another thing is that I think the sooner that we realize that this is going to be part of our life, I think the more we'll just start to glaze through it. Because this is part of our life. And, you know, the Lord has even showed me that, you know, a lot of times when we go through things, it may be to get us at that one place that maybe we may speak a word to somebody that you just never know. That person may be the next minister over this church or whatever that God has plans for that person. But everything is working together for God's will. So, let's see how to explain it. So we have to understand that everything that we go through is not just for ourselves. It might be to place us in alignment so that we can touch somebody else's life, and then they touch somebody else's life, because God's plan will come to pass, if that's making any sense to you guys. So, anybody else have anything they want to say at this time? I know I've been talking a lot. Okay.
Hey, Deborah, it's Tanya. It's a rich declaration. I enjoyed you. Just the conversation is absolutely needed. And I think, you know, again, people probably are processing and trying, and maybe some didn't realize that way. But, you know, what I was thinking as you were talking is that God's systems are completely different from the world system, including the way that we handle situations that we go through. So the world, or, you know, the unbelievers, whatever term you want to use, when they're going through something, you will hear more of the woe is me, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm not going to make it. You'll hear the negative conversations. Well, God's system is that we don't talk doubt, that we talk faith, and that we put our work, our faith to work. So, because faith without works is dead. And so God's system is that we think positively, and God's system is doing exactly what you're talking about, and you said it just a little bit earlier about how that we build one another up, whereas the world or unbelievers, whatever term you use, will tear each other down without, and some on purpose, but many of them, not they don't mean to do it on purpose, it's just their way of life. Our money system, the way that we, to give money away seems like that's crazy. We should be keep our money for ourselves. We should, but it's completely opposite. And so this is no different when we're going through different things. And there's so there are benefits. You know, we just trust the word of God that there are benefits, even though it hurts. Just like, for instance, somebody that is ill, there are certain medications that we are given. For chemotherapy, for example, goes in and it destroys all of the body's cells, the cancer cells and the good cells. But it's necessary in order to help to promote the healing or to kill the cancer. And then the body is strong enough in most cases to be able to build those cells back up, the good cells back up, and fight those cells. So while it's something that we're taking that it doesn't feel good, it has side effects, the same thing with going through different situations. And I agree with you that if we could get to a point where we understand there will be seed, time, and harvest, so a time of planting, a time where we wait for that the planting to take gestate to begin to take root and to grow, and then there's that time of harvest, which is to go and get that which we've planted. There's also four seasons, natural seasons in Mother Nature or in the earth. Right, there is spring, summer, fall, and winter. They come every year faithfully. We have a calendar system pretty much where we can tell when they're going to happen. Well, we have spiritual seasons that are summers, springs, falls, and winters. Everything is not going to be okay all the time. And everything is not going to be all bad all the time. There are seasons in our lives, right? And so if we could understand this is a part of life, it doesn't mean that I'm being punished unless you've done something and you know you caused that. That's different. But God will still even take that and turn it around for his good. But if we can get to that place, and I've got to tell you, I am striving to get to that place, knowing that when I can examine, Paul said in the Bible, and I'll get ready to end, examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. In other words, when something comes up, the first thing that I do is examine myself. God, did I cause this? And I start to ask myself questions. And if I don't get a yes, I immediately know, okay, this is something that I've got to go through. I may not like it. It doesn't feel good. Some things are longer than others, you know, but I understand that God has me, and I pray his word back to him. So I just wanted to encourage you in that way. If we could get to the point where we understand this is not something that's foreign. It's not something that we are going to avoid. We can't. There's nothing that we can do to avoid certain things. Then it will make the going through that much more manageable. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Tanya. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you for those words. You know, she said something about plant and harvest that is so true. And the planting is our faith, is our walk. And we just have to just continue to go on because, you know what, I made it up in my mind that if I have to go through this, I'm going to go through this the right way because I don't want to have to continue to repeat this. And truly, if you don't pass, guess what? You're going to have to go through it again. It may not be the same exact circumstance, but it's going to be something that is going to hit you the same way of what the Lord wanted you to pass the first time. So,
hey Deborah, can you break down what you mean by pass? Because that might not be like I know exactly what you mean.
Oh,
but can you give an example of what you mean by not passing? Maybe that'll strike up a little guy.
Okay. Like for instance, I'll say this happened to me. Yesterday was Monday. Okay, so Sunday night, something came my way, and I was really troubled by it. I didn't know exactly how to handle it, and I prayed about it to the Lord. So right then and there, I was asking the Lord for his help. So I didn't hear from the Lord, but the Lord talked to me in my sleep, and he gave me some words that he wanted me to tell this certain person. But deep down inside, I was kind of fearful. I said, well, I don't want to go there. I don't want to step on their toes and this and that. And but I do want to say what I need to say. But, oh, so I had a little back and forth. So yesterday morning was when I went down to the beach, and the Lord confirmed me. He said, I want you to say these words to this person. So I said, well, what time should I send it, Lord? Because I want you to sit, I want you to have it where I send it at the right time. And then I forgot about it, but then I think it was an hour or two later that I had a phone call from a girlfriend, and she is my prayer partner, and so we prayed, and then the Lord brought it to my attention again, and as soon as I got off the phone with her, I sent it. But the pasting part for me was that no matter how I felt, and no matter how I did not want to send that, I still was trusting God. So the pasting part was that I was trusting God, and I was going to do his will no matter if it didn't even feel right to me. I hope that helps out to understand the pasting part, because later on that day I got a phone call from him, and he understood what I had sent him, and he told me, thank you. And I was so shocked. I was really shocked, because I said, oh, Lord, you really did work all this out. So the pasting part was that whatever the Lord is trying to show you or what you're going through, you may not even understand it all, like I didn't understand it all, but it's to learn to obey him and just do his will in regards to the situation that you are in. It's kind of like those questions that I had in the declaration. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, there was about, okay, go ahead, Tanya, go ahead.
No, you finished that part. I thought it was going to take you a while. You finished that part. I'm going to give another.
Okay, okay, and then you can speak. Okay, what I said in the declaration is like, what does this problem reveal or say about me? And I'm not saying that each of these questions may apply to everything that you go through, but maybe these are questions to help you to kind of like sort out really what's going on, because our goal is to learn from each trial and tribulation so that we can learn the next time when we go through the another trial and tribulation, because it's from glory to glory, and we need to take everything that we learned from this one trial into our next trial, and then take everything that we learned from the first trial and the second trial into our third trial, if that's making any sense. And then the second question was, what is this circumstance teaching me? And the third question is, where is this situation or circumstance or problem leading me? And could this problem be protecting me? Because I know that has happened several times to me when things that came up, and I went through it the way how the Lord would want me to go through it, and then I looked back and I said, oh, my goodness, Lord, you was really protecting me. And then the fifth one was the, how can I grow from this situation or circumstance or problem? So, okay, Tanya, you can go ahead.
Those are great, great questions. I hope people will take them to heart. They're really, really great questions, because it can help recenter you when you're going through something. Because the natural part of us, listen, the not wanting to go through, that's natural. The wanting to be resistant, to be the bigger person, and to, you know, if it's a situation where, you know, an apology is necessary, it's natural not to want to do that. It's natural to want to get somebody back. It's natural to start to doubt. Those things are natural. So what we're encouraging is that we do that which is unnatural, right? And we give and we allow God to help us through a situation. So those questions absolutely can help to refocus us and get our minds off of doubting and the why me and this and the other. So one of the ways where we can blow it is if there is something in the heat of the moment. Let's say you're on a freeway and, you know, generally speaking, you know, you kind of hot-headed and you've made a decision that I'm going to be more careful or watchful, and somebody cuts you off and you flash on them. You give them the bird and you give them a few choice words. And maybe you didn't cuss them out, but like you got a Jesus bumper sticker on your car and you know, you're really going off on them, or you're chasing them down. That probably wasn't the best thing to do. That's probably going to come up again so that you can overcome that. right? And even after you overcome something, the temptation might still be there for you to do something, but the more you resist it, the stronger that you get. Or it could be a situation where someone did something to you, they offended you, and you want to get them back, and you do get them back. Well, you kind of blew that. And it might be good for you to make amends and make a decision. The next time that happens, you know what it feels like. You know if you are the type of person where when you get angry, you know, your stomach starts to churn or your hands start to sweat or your ears get hot or whatever that is. There are physical reactions to some of the things that happen. When you recognize that, you take a moment to stop. Because we have self-control. We can exercise self-control. I don't care how much Indian blood you got in you. There is the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, supersedes that Indian blood. And so recognizing our trigger points that make us, that can set us off is also a good thing. So you can focus in on that, recenter yourself, ask yourself a question to get yourself, it's almost like counting to 10 before you make a response. Hopefully that kind of helps. That kind of, can anybody relate to what I just said or anything that Deborah just said?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or share an experience where you had a situation and you caught yourself or you didn't catch yourself and it came around and you caught yourself the next time?
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
No,
hi,
this is Fred.
We're here. Hi, Fred.
How do you want? I think, it sometimes comes to victory through obedience by way of trusting. When she said that the Lord gave her something to say the exact way, what he was trying to do is give her a victory over a fear that she had. And that, you know, when we trust not our way, but how God will lead us, that can be in relation to what she said, that test. He wants us to trust him in the way that he would have us do it, not our own natural flesh way, in regards of achieving victory over the enemy, because sometimes the enemy will tamper with us through our fears and us not trusting the outcome, because we don't have the understanding to do it. Well, what God was, when she said God spoke to her in her dream, he was telling her exactly how to do it. Trust me, and I will get you the victory over this feeling you have. And that's what came to pass. And it plays out. We have fears. We react in regards to what you were saying about the road rage. When I drive with the assumption that I'm driving around millions of people, and all of them don't have their mind right. All of them aren't godly people. But I know that I have a purpose, and that, you know, I'm always going to be okay. So when someone cuts me off, I mean, because I've been in a hurry before too, and I've jumped out in front of people, not directly or recklessly, but I do it with caution. But sometimes when things catch us off guard, like I'm driving, and I'll notice that my wife will jump in regards to something that happens ahead of me, but I remain calm because I kind of expect people to drive and behave a certain way. And I look at her and I tell her, what's wrong? I said, you have to kind of, you know, and that's why I always drive, because, you know, you have us all over the road because you don't expect these things. I expect these things, and I prepare myself to deal with them, because I used to be that person that would get mad when someone would cut me off. But I trust that I will always be okay, and that I have the Lord with me. But in relation to what she said about the test, passing a test, That was just my, you know, my understanding of it. You know, he tells us how to get through what we go through, and we have to trust him. And that's how we get victory.
Amen. Thank you so much. Anybody else have anything they want to say?
Yeah, this is Dee. I wanted to answer what Tanya said about the test. And for me, when you do something and you act out, and not road rage as much, but that flash, you know, when you're trying not to react, I'm learning and I'm doing so much better with just how I react to stuff. You know, and my husband, for an example, instead of me reacting the way that he's used to me, I'm learning to pause and, you know, because it is a test. If I'm the one that's on the call every morning, I'm the, you know, the one who's professing to be this faith walker, and I'm praying for others and encouraging others, and then I have to have balance. You know what I mean? I can't be all prayerful and encouraging other people with flashing on him. So that is the area where I think the test come, you know, just not just at home, but even at church. We're not all, we're just because we're Christians, you see a lot of flashers, you know, flash indicators when you have to relax and think this is a test. And sometimes, you know, we say a lot about what the enemy is doing. That don't be the enemy. That's our own temperament, like Tanya said. The blood of Jesus covers whatever blood you think because your family, you know, come from a line of fighters or feisty people or get you told. We have to just learn that we are the light, and a lot of us are the only Jesus that a lot of people see and watch. So just be more mindful. You know, road rage is how I respond to text messages, emails, and just how we respond to people anyway. Even if it's a hurtful, somebody has said something hurtful, what I'm really, and I'm saying it as we speak, I'm learning to not respond. I would rather not respond right away than pray about it. And like you said, Deborah, ask the Lord to give me what to say, when to say it, and how to say it so that they can receive it. Because tone is important, you know what I mean? Tone is important, body language, facial expressions, all of that can make a difference. So I got so much out of this morning. I thank you, sister. I love you, and have a wonderful day. If you go by that water again, because that's where peace is. So let your peace be out there on that water, and I love you.
Thank you. Dee Dee said something that just came to my attention, that, you know, the Lord is not pleased with just us showing a surface Christian walk. What he wants is our heart. He wants us to have a heart for him in all that we do. So he's going much deeper than just us putting on a fake smile. He sees the intent of our heart, and that's what he's really looking at. And Dee Dee, when she said that, she makes a pause moment. She's checking in, and she's straightening up her heart, her attitude, her everything towards the Lord in that pause moment. And there was something else that I wanted to share. I have a friend, like I said before, and she's a Christian, and she called me a couple of times, and she said, oh, my goodness, I can't believe how, you know, this person had an attitude towards me just out of nowhere. So we prayed about it. Then the next couple of days, it was another person. I can't believe how they had an attitude. And so we prayed about it, and then the third time it happened, I said, wait a minute, we need to check this out. What is the Lord? And I told her, I said, there's something in you that the Lord is trying to bring to your attention. Because even though they're different people, but it's the same type of circumstance. So it's something in you that God is trying to bring out. And she said, oh, I didn't think about that. And then we prayed about it, and then she figured it out. But so that's why if things keep happening to you, to us, the same type, it may not be the same person or same, but it's the same type of circumstance. We need to say, wait a minute. Lord, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to reveal to me? And if we can get that more quicker, I don't know if that's a good word saying it. Maybe it'd avoid us where we can learn sooner so we can avoid some things in our future. Because a lot of times our trials and tribulations come so because God wants to grow us up. He wants to mature us. He wants us to learn this because he knows what's coming down in our future.
He's trying to get us straight, you guys. He's trying to get our mindset. And we're not going to get it from anything in this world. We're not going to get it from our friends in this world. We're not going to get it from TV and what the newspapers and all that say. We're only going to get it from the Word of God. So this is something that we really have to pay attention to, because this is part of our life. And if we can understand, God's knowledge is so important. His word is so important, because he's teaching us. He's given us everything that we need. We just have to look and really, really look and apply it in our lives. Every single word in God's word is so important. It really is. It's really important to our walk. And I believe the more that we put on God's walk, the more that we put on his word and understand, because knowledge is power. You know, knowledge is power in the natural man, right? Well, it's even more powerful from the word of God, because we understand what's going on. We may not understand it all the way, but even in his word, he tells us we're not going to understand it. He doesn't leave anything to a chance or to a miss. He explains everything in his word, even the part that we don't understand. Some things we won't understand until we reach glory, but it's okay, because the Lord already told us that too. Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to add?
Well, I think what you're saying, the quicker we recognize the small things within us that we need to work on, that we need to fix, the quicker we'll get to that balance state, as the other sister just said. That's where that balance comes in. The quicker we recognize those small things within us that need to be corrected, the quicker we achieve that balance.
Right, because we're taking away the temptation, so the enemy won't be able to just use that against us all the time, because he'll use the same thing over and over again. And remember that the temptations is our weaknesses within us. My temptation might not be the same as yours.
Exactly.
And the enemy, he knows that. He says, okay, the devil's temptation is so-and-so. Oh, yeah, I'm going to use this against her. And then if I just cry, oh, why me? Why, Lord? But if I stand tall and I said, okay, Lord, I know you're working something out in me. Help me, Lord, to go through this. We're going to make it through. I guess I'm being my own little cheerleader. But that's really what the Lord wants for each and every one of us. But if we sit back and say, oh, why me? And then, you know, the enemy just pulls, well, you know, because, you know, you this and you that, and then we get more downcast, and then we don't really see the full picture. We don't really let it work out what it needs to work out in us, so then we can get stronger, because he says from glory to glory. So, yeah, thank you.
Hi, Deborah Yvonne.
Hi.
This is Mrs. Franklin. Real quick, I've been on bar and it's been bubbling in my stomach for a while. But thank you for your declaration, and I'm gonna give it real quick because I have 4 minutes. Just want to praise God, because I had a report. I had a biopsy just this Friday, because they seen something on my mammogram. The test result was negative. I just got it on the 1st, so I praise God for that. But I got the call here at the job, and my coworkers knew what was going on, so everybody was excited. Well, my client walked in, and it caused her to share what she was going through on Monday. That's the prayer I put on the call. So as I was going through mine, I went through it with a praise. I went through it knowing that God had healed me before and everything was going to be fine. I just stayed there. Also, when I got to the appointment to take the second x-rays, I got there 2 hours early because I was busy that day and I wanted to see if I could get done. Well, they did see me, but I ran into a sister from my church in the waiting room who ended up praying with me before I went in for the x-rays, because I thought it was going to be calcification like before, but they kept taking, oh, you know, it's more and more. Oh, the doctor want one more. But because she prayed, it kept me at peace. I said, okay, Lord, I already prayed. And I thanked you for the intersection. I got off of 880 to go to my appointment. So there's another divine connection, and God let me know I see you. So I continued going through it with peace, but
I'm thankful I did that. And then yesterday at 10 a.m. with my client, now I'm able to share with her my experience. I went through something. It was my birthday weekend at that. I could have stayed there and that. Why me? You know, why this weekend? Yada, yada, yada. But I continued on. I pressed through, praised through. Now I was able to share my story. And I know it probably, you know, with some kind of way, her diagnosis was positive, mine was negative. But guess what? I've had two surgeries in the past. I had a diagnosis before, and it was negative. But just to make sure, because it was so large in my thyroid, they wanted to take it out just to make sure it was cancer. Go ahead, do what you need to do. I was able to show her my scar on my neck, give her, pray with her, give her what God had did for me just a few days ago while I was sitting in the waiting room before I had taken x-rays. So, yes, we go through, and if you go through different, this I went through it different, went through it with a praise, went through it just believing God, but then he connected me with a sister that's about to go through hers next week Monday, to encourage her, to give her what people have given me in the past every time I had to go through surgery or healing or needing God. I was a witness. I was able to show her my scar, and I showed it to her because when I was having my surgery on my thyroid, you know, you're a woman, you wonder how it's going to come out, how am I going to look. Another woman did that for me. I was like, but yeah, she lifted up her neck, showed me her scar, I said, okay, and that brought peace. So, you know, God will give you what to do, when to do it. So I'm just thankful for this last 5 days of my life. Yeah, God put me in a situation, could have been fearful, you know, doubt tried to creep in, but he did not. I did not go there like I used to do at all. Use the word, called my church, had my prayer warriors around me. I got on late for you guys. I wasn't able to share in the morning because God kept saying, tell them. So when you were sharing your declaration, this is the third time he said, you didn't share that on a prayer call, but you were going through with me to give the, you know, the testimony and then to give the, you know, the praise report. I said, all right, Lord, here, thanks to everyone for bringing it up again. So I'm giving you the testimony, giving you the praise report, and then giving you that he used me for someone else. And I did ask her for permission to put her on my prayer call. I said, look, I didn't put mine on my prayer call for myself. God said, did you always pray for everybody else? But you don't do it for yourself. So I said, can I mention you? And she said, yes, please do. So they keep her lifted up in prayers happening next Monday. And I'm just praying that everything's going to be removed, will not come back, healing, and they'll do a great job. So thank you for that. Everybody have a wonderful day.
So I'm not going to hold you guys long. I just want to say one thing, that this is a perfect example that sometimes it's just not all about us. And just to know one thing, that life happens to all of us, but it's our choice how we're going to go through it. So I want to say a prayer. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone that heard your word this morning. I ask you to bless their day, to give them traveling grace, and I ask you to bless them to whatever their hands touch. Bless them as they go in and bless them as they go out. And I thank you that the joy of the Lord is each and every one of our strengths, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for all the chains that you have broken and the breakthroughs, Lord, and that each and every one of us will go through what we need to go through, pleasing you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. So everybody have a wonderful day, and I love you guys. Amen.
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 Okay.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.